Maybe instead of calling her Letitia James, we might want to call her Antifa James. Progesterone is the only safe and effective way to sustain a pregnancy. Claiming that we're engaging in fraud is itself a fraud. We filed a lawsuit against her first. And this is along with 11 other pro-life pregnancy centers and organizations. Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, is suing Compass Care and 11 other pro-life pregnancy centers for something tantamount to something as ridiculous as saying that fresh, clean air isn't good for asthmatic children. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, and I know, but that's what, essentially, she's suing us for something that's stupid. She's essentially saying that because the FDA has not come out and saying that natural progesterone, bioidentical natural progesterone that a woman's body naturally makes to sustain a pregnancy, has not been proven by the FDA to be safe and effective. Well, you and I are here today because progesterone is the only safe and effective way to sustain a pregnancy. We've got thousands of years of human history that prove so. Not to mention the fact that we've got 50 years of OBGYN practice that use progesterone therapy to sustain a woman's pregnancy, specifically women who are facing chronic miscarriage problems. And what is a chemical abortion? So we use progesterone therapy in the pro-life medical community to help a woman sustain her pregnancy. That is no different than what the medical community has been doing for 50 years. Natural progesterone, bioidentical, and so when a woman takes mifepristone, this dangerous chemical abortion drug, by the way, which is so dangerous, it's before the Supreme Court right now. We've heard all our oral arguments, and they're supposed to make a ruling as to whether or not the FDA should take it off the market because it's so dangerous, okay? Mifepristone causes hemorrhaging, sepsis, undiagnosed ectopic pregnancies, which can hemorrhage and cause death. So mifepristone is a progesterone blocker. Now, progesterone basically tells us what it is by virtue of its name. It's a progestational hormone, okay? It creates a uterine environment that allows a child to gestate in a healthy way, okay, to grow. And this progestational hormone is blocked by mifepristone. It's a progesterone blocker. And when you block progesterone, you starve the baby and create an inhospitable environment, and the baby dies, okay? The next drug that's taken is misoprostol, which causes uterine contractions and expels the baby. So Letitia James is saying, oh, you can't be telling women that you can reverse the effects of mifepristone. You can't be reversing chemical abortion. The FDA hasn't said it's safe. Oh, and by the way, they did this really great study that they had to stop because three women had to go to the emergency room for hemorrhaging. That's what we're saying. we've got morbidity and mortality rates because of mifepristone. And the fraudulent practice, the serial medical malpractice of the abortion industry, the chemical abortion industry, that is, you know, forcing women to pay for these drugs and then sending 1 in 17 of them to the emergency room with hemorrhaging and sepsis. It's not the progesterone that causes the hemorrhaging, Letitia. Let's just do a little biology. I know that you're a lawyer, Letitia, and you're not a biologist. And you probably don't even know what a woman is. But you're a woman, and if you got pregnant, you probably would be, your body would naturally produce progesterone to sustain the pregnancy to its healthy conclusion, which is natural childbirth. So mifepristone blocks that, and that's what that is. So there's a lot of questions people are asking. Letitia James filed a lawsuit against us ostensibly on Monday, which was May 6th. She warned us that she was going to file a lawsuit against us if we didn't tell her why she shouldn't. And that was on April 22nd, I believe. We filed a lawsuit against her first. And this is along with 11 other pro-life pregnancy centers and organizations. We filed a lawsuit against her first for violations of our First Amendment religious liberty and freedom of speech rights, as well as violations of the 14th Amendment equal protection rights. We have redress under U.S. Code 42, Section 1983. U.S. Code Section 1983 is also known as the Third KKK Act of 1871. I'm not kidding. I can't make this stuff up. she is, intentionally using her position as Attorney General, the chief law enforcement officer of the state, to deny pro-lifers of their constitutional rights. Okay, that's a big no-no. That happened after the Civil War with the KKK and other Democrat organizations and people. By the way, the KKK was a Democrat organization. It's a militant wing of the Democrat organization. And by the way, you take a look at the irony here in that Letitia James is from the black community and she's from Brooklyn. And Brooklyn has more abortions in Kings County, Brooklyn, than any other county in America that we're aware of. For every 100 black babies born in Brooklyn, 99 are aborted. It is a silent genocide, and she is promoting the abortion. She's trying to protect the fraudulent, serial medical malpractice of an abortion industry by creating a smokescreen to make it look like pro-life pregnancy centers are the ones engaging in the crimes they're engaging in. It's just a smokescreen ahead of the 2024 presidential election, and probably try to get her score some points with her pro-abortion, abortion dealing friends who want to get her elected to governor. I mean, this is fraudulent on so many levels. She's committing fraud from the taxpayers. I believe the abortion industry is committing fraud. I think we can demonstrate that. The abortion industry does not tell women about the dangerous side effects of chemical abortion. And furthermore, they go one step further and they say, oh, it's perfectly safe. It's safer than Tylenol. Well, I'm not sure that people who, 1 in 17 women who take Tylenol end up in the emergency room for taking Tylenol. I'm pretty sure that would be bad for Tylenol if that happened. But it doesn't happen. So what she's doing is she's suing the wrong people. Unless, of course, she's ideologically driven. She has been known to be vehemently anti-pro-life. She, when we were firebombed 2 years ago after the illegal leak of the Dobbs case, similar situation, by the way, similar timing, May, June, right before a major Supreme Court case came out about reversing abortion. Right now, it's May, June. We got a similar, very, very important court case about chemical abortion in particular about to come out in June. And here she is attacking us again. We were attacked by a pro-abortion group called Jane's Revenge, pro-abortion extremist terrorist group with roots with Antifa around that time. And New York Governor Kathy Hochul came out about a week later and signed a bill to investigate not the terrorists, but the pregnancy centers that are attacked. Pregnancy centers. She signed a bill. And while she was signing the bill at the press conference, she referred to pro-lifers as Neanderthals. Now, a few weeks later, her sidekick, Letitia James, Attorney General, comes out and demands that in an open letter to Google that Google wipe us off the map so that women can't find us. Google then complies. Oh, by the way, this is very illegal, too. You can't use your position to conspire with private organizations to censor politically disfavored people. So, again, she is engaging in all kinds of activity to censor and destroy or silence or shut down pro-life pregnancy centers and pro-life activity. Why? Because we tell women the truth. We tell women the truth about what abortion does. Abortion increases your risk of breast cancer by 42%, and there's a dose effect. The more abortions you have, the higher your risk goes. Abortion increases your risk of future preterm deliveries by 55% with a dose effect. So the more abortions you have, the higher your chances of having a future preterm delivery. And that increases morbidity and mortality for that child. If a woman has an abortion, she increases her risk of suicide by fivefold. I mean, they're not telling women this, and they're not telling women about the dangers of chemical abortion either. And they don't want pregnancy centers to cut in on the abortion business. So there's a lot of questions being asked. I'm going to try to answer some of these questions here. So I've already answered, the question is, Letitia James has not publicly acknowledged that Compass Care sued her first. That's true. Letitia James has not publicly acknowledged that we sued her first. There was this liberal media dogpile when Letitia James came out with her press release on Monday. ABC, Reuters, AP, they're all taking her talking points like the lackeys they are. This is an ideological lawsuit against the politically disfavored pro-life people. And, Christian people associate and express the truth through pregnancy care that all people are created in God's image, equally valuable, both mom and baby. So, again, I noted the irony with respect to Letitia James being a black woman being sued for violations of the Third KKK Act. She is destroying, she's participating in the destruction of her own community. If all the black babies that have ever been aborted since 1973, when Roe versus Wade was made abortion kind of the law of the land, the black community would be twice as large as it is right now. And that's not including the babies that would have grown up and gotten married and had children of their own. We're talking about the black community representing 14% of the population right now. It would have been closer to 30% had Roe versus Wade not been in the law of the land for 50 years, 49 years. We were hoping for a year of jubilee, but abortion numbers have gone up in 2023, 10%. And New York State has become an abortion tourism destination. And Letitia James herself estimates an additional 32,000 women coming in from pro-life states to New York to get their abortions. And New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed a piece of legislation to protect chemical abortionists from criminal liability. Why? Well, if it's legal in New York, why protect them from criminal liability? Where's the crime? The crime is in the Comstock Act. It's a federal law that says you can't be shipping these drugs, chemical abortion paraphernalia, across U.S. borders and state lines. Well, chemical abortion represents basically every instance of chemical abortion represents a violation of the Comstock Act, which carries a 10-year prison sentence and a $250,000 fine for the first violation, and $250,000 plus 5 years jail time for every violation thereafter. 630,000 chemical abortions in 2023 alone. Do the math. We're talking billions of dollars and racketeering. So this would include you violations would extend to people that conspired to promote this. This would include politicians like Kathy Hochul and Tisha James. This would include chemical abortion pharmaceutical companies. This would include pharmacies like Walgreens or Rite Aid or whoever provides these drugs. This would include shipping companies like UPS, USPS, etc. They know, by the way, that this is illegal. I know for a fact they know. They have been notified by attorneys. So this is just with 5-year statute of limitations on violations of the Comstock Act, you're looking at $2.4 trillion in fines. And that's not including all these other organizations and people that would, this would sink the abortion ship. $2.4 trillion, by the way, is about 7-8% of the national debt, I believe. Think about that. That's a good start on cutting the national debt if you just enforce the law. You know, Joe Biden is the leader of the executive branch of this government. There are three branches of government, co-equal, executive, legislative, and judicial. The executive branch is tasked with enforcing the laws duly enacted by the legislature. Comstock Act was initially passed in the 1800s. It was modified in 1971, modified again in 1994. It is the purview of the executive branch through the DOJ to enforce the laws duly enacted. It is not their job to pick and choose which laws to enforce like a box of chocolates. It's their job to enforce the law equally. And what Joe Biden and the executive branch are doing right now is undermining the legislature and undermining the people's representation in federal government. And it needs to stop. And the Supreme Court needs to say so with their decision when they come out in June about chemical abortion. Some other things, what happened so far? Well, I think I already told you on April 22nd, Letitia James notified Christian pro-life pregnancy centers of her intent to sue within a short 5 business days. I mean, this is a bully move. Tactic that is totally unconscionable, alleging that we're engaging in misleading statements or omissions in the advertising regarding the effectiveness of progesterone therapy to reverse the effects of chemical abortion. Despite having no evidence or complaint by women served, Letitia James ridiculously claimed abortion cannot be reversed. Now look, we've got 16 studies, okay? 16 medical studies that demonstrate that it's definitely possible to reverse the effects of chemical abortion and have a woman go on to have a healthy pregnancy. One study shows 64 to 68% go on to have healthy pregnancies with progesterone therapy. The FDA basically said in the presence of progesterone therapy, when a woman takes mifepristone, she increases her chances of having a healthy pregnancy by 4x, 400%. You know, in terms of Compass Care provides progesterone therapy through our physicians and nurses. And our patient effectiveness rate is 90%. So of the patients that have started the mifepristone chemical abortion drug, 90% go on to have healthy pregnancies. Think about that. It works. And it's perfectly normal progesterone, that is. And so we already talked about what progesterone is. She claims abortion pill reversal is unsafe. That is, Letitia James claims it's unsafe. And like I said, it's absolutely ridiculous for her to make those claims, given the peer-reviewed studies revealing how unsafe chemical abortion is. Chemical abortion is what is unsafe. Chemical abortion is obviously unsafe to the child in utero, the baby, the preborn boy or girl, but it's also very dangerous to the woman. That's why it's been called the chemical coat hanger. Sepsis, hemorrhaging, again, the chemical coat hanger, mifepristone, is at the Supreme Court right now because thousands of physicians decided to sue the FDA for not following their own protocols for determining the safety and efficacy of this drug. There's no disputing that. No disputing that. And so why should it be maintained, you know, in the market, in the marketplace? And meanwhile, you've got people like New York Governor Hochul and Letitia James that are flouting the law, saying we don't care. We're just going to send these, we're going to ship these drugs across state lines to pro-life states. So here's the upshot. If Letitia James gets her way and she's able to win this lawsuit against us, Compass Care and other pro-life organizations, she will essentially bankrupt many of these pro-life organizations run on a shoestring budget. But beyond that, and much more importantly, is that she will force women who do not want to continue their abortions to have an abortion. This is the foray into government-forced abortion, and it starts in New York. Well, it kind of makes sense. I mean, abortion kind of did start in New York in the United States. In 1970, New York State became the first state in the union to wholesale legalize abortion. That was July 1st. On July 2nd, one day later, I think somebody was in cahoots with somebody, one day later, the first freestanding abortion clinic in the country with Planned Parenthood of the Rochester-Syracuse region opened up. So we've got a very dangerous, fraudulent, multi-billion dollar abortion empire, headquartered in Manhattan, by the way, that gets politicians like Letitia James elected. And she is carrying their water. This is pro-abortion propaganda designed solely to vilify pro-life Christians ahead of the 2024 presidential election and get her to earn political points with her funders. And again, the sad part is if James has her way, women will be forced to continue abortions they don't want. So that's where we are. There's another aspect to this, Letitia James' lawsuit against pro-life pregnancy centers. This is part of a larger pattern. Her attacks on peaceful pro-life pregnancy centers, and with, you know, claiming that we're engaging in fraud, is itself a fraud. She is lying about what progesterone is all about, what mifepristone, the chemical abortion drug, is all about, and what it represents is illegally penalizing pro-lifers for violating her ideology. This is not about violation of the law. This is about violating the ideology of pro-abortion, zealots who have sympathies with Antifa. You say, "Oh well, what? Wait, where did Antifa come from?" Well, I've been saying this for 2 years. Okay, when we were firebombed after the illegal leak of the Dobbs case. So the illegal leak of the Dobbs case is unprecedented. Full draft opinion leaked. And the only explanation is that it was leaked in order to force violence and intimidate the justices to change their ruling. Well, that didn't happen. Now we had these pro-abortion violent extremists. They're basically domestic terrorists. Jane's Revenge masquerading. Jane's Revenge is basically a front group for Antifa. They use the same black bloc dress code. They use the same strategies. They have the same goal. As pro kind of Hamas Palestinian folks, the same goal as the environmentalist eco-terrorist folks, the same goal as the transgender folks. They even refer to each other in their communiques. And their goal is to dismantle and destroy the nation-state system that's built upon a Judeo-Christian moral framework and a free market. And the United States, America, is the bulwark for the global nation-state system, and the representation of the nation state system in the Middle East is Israel. This is why Netanyahu came out saying, you know, look, this is a global problem. This is the forces of civilization versus the forces of barbarism. This is all connected. This is a multinational Marxist insurgency that piggybacks off of left-wing disaffected groups that hold to certain goals around ideas like abortion, transgenderism, environmentalism, and the Gaza issues with Hamas. So, we are facing a situation where you've got upper echelons of government that have joined in the attacks and have embraced the goals of pro-abortion Antifa Jane's Revenge. Their goal is to shut us down. Just read their communiques. I'm sure we'll link them here. Their goal was to shut us down. They actually gave a 30-day ultimatum for pro-life pregnancy centers to shut down. We, of course, did not. And then they threatened that if we did not shut down within 30 days, that they would firebomb us. And they did. You know, they did. $500,000 of damage. Two firefighters were injured in putting out the blaze. New York Governor Hochul was forced under pressure to say she doesn't like violence and that she doesn't condone violence. But then a week later, she signed a bill to investigate pregnancy centers for fraudulent activity, even though we're not engaging in fraud. This is clearly political transference. They're creating a smokescreen to cover up the fraud that the abortion industry is perpetrating every day against women. This fraudulent multi-billion-dollar abortion industry that gets people like New York Governor Kathy Hochul and Letitia James, Attorney General, elected. Then what happened was instead of Letitia James, opening up an investigation into the crimes against pro-life pregnancy centers like Compass Care, she joined in the Jane's Revenge cause and continued to attempt to shut us down. This is just 4 or 5 weeks later. She didn't even hesitate. She didn't skip a beat. She just jumped right on in there and wrote an open letter to the public, specifically targeting Google, saying you should wipe these people off the maps. And by the way, Google had already wiped us off the maps in May, and we were trying to get back on the maps, and we got back on the maps on June 7th at 1:30 a.m., Interestingly enough, on June 7th at 2:30 a.m., Compass Care was firebombed. Coincidence? I don't know. It's just a big conspiracy. And obviously conspiracies are just bad because who knows? By the way, isn't government the history of conspiracy? Aren't there laws against conspiracy because conspiracy is real and conspiracy exists? In fact, that's one of the things we're suing Letitia James for, is conspiracy to deprive pro-life people of their constitutional rights. So, we've got, I think, clearly upper echelons of federal government, Biden administration, as well as federal law enforcement that have been infiltrated by people with Antifa sympathies. And I think, quite frankly, that it looks, based on results and behavior, that New York Governor Hochul and Letitia James, who just filed a suit against us, have Antifa sympathies, if not the same goals of Antifa, to shut us down. So I think maybe instead of calling her Letitia James, we might want to call her Antifa James. I'm sorry. So Antifa James is illegally penalizing pro-lifers for violations of her ideology. She is selling out her own community for power. I think it's reprehensible, irresponsible. She needs to be impeached, and then indicted for crimes. And I think she needs to be personally held accountable. There's again a larger action here. This lawsuit against pro-life pregnancy centers like Compass Care is a copycat lawsuit. For those of you that don't know, Rob Bonta is the Attorney General of California. And he filed a similar lawsuit against Heartbeat International and other pregnancy centers for similar allegations of fraud with respect to talking about abortion pill reversal and the use of progesterone therapy to reverse the effects of chemical abortion, mifepristone. So again, I would strongly encourage you to take a look and see. This is a larger pro-abortion extremist movement. Using the offices of Attorney General to vilify and demonize pro-life pregnancy centers ahead of the 2024 presidential election to get out the vote. So she's part of a larger pattern as I described. By the way, there have been over 500 attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers in the last couple of years, and only a handful of arrests, indictments, and only three convictions. Three of 500. And by the way, nobody has been arrested or indicted for the firebombing of Compass Care, despite the fact that we did find one firebomber in firebombing in Madison, Wisconsin, of a pro-life organization there, the kind of the inaugural firebombing where James Revenge took responsibility. Biochemist in the corporate world was one of three people that did it and received apparently a grant to do it. We're not quite sure where the grant came from. Probably some dark money coming out of New York State. But we're you know, unfortunately not in contact with the FBI or DOJ. They're not interested, really, it doesn't appear to be, in solving these crimes. Are James's actions illegal? Is her action to sue peaceful pro-life pregnancy centers for simply helping women have their babies illegal? Is what she's doing today illegal? And I think the Attorney General's actions are illegal. I think, she's perpetrating a fraud against taxpayers, pregnant women, their preborn boys and girls, and I think she's perpetrating a crime against the constitutional rule of law that she has an oath to uphold. And should James succeed in her goals of stifling and shutting down pro-life pregnancy centers from helping women to save their babies with emergency reproductive health care, it will only rob women. She's only hurting women. She's only hurting babies. I mean, we're not here to protect our own First Amendment rights or 14th Amendment rights. That's not why we're here. We're not suing her simply because we want to protect our own personal rights as pro-lifers. No, we are wanting to use our rights. That's what we're doing. We're leveraging our rights on behalf of the weak and vulnerable, preborn boys and girls and their mothers. That's all we're doing. Christians are not here to protect our rights. Christians are here to protect the rights of the weak and vulnerable, just like Jesus did for us. He became our Good Samaritan, and he said, go and do likewise. Find the people beaten to death, as it were, on the verge of death, and give them their lives back. That's what Jesus did for us. Leverage your voice, your resources, your time on behalf of those that need it most. You know, there's a verse in Amos, the prophet in the Bible, was dealing with a very unjust, uncivilized nation. And he said, from God, seek good, not evil, that justice may be done in the gate. The gate in Scripture is where the justice system was happening. That's where judgments were meted out, in the gate. And so Letitia James represents the chief law enforcement officer, or the gate, of New York State. And she's turning justice into wormwood. She's turning justice into injustice. She's turning righteousness into unrighteousness. And we're saying, no, to seek good, not evil. Our job as Christians is to make sure that good happens and that we fight against injustice. And so Martin Luther King Jr. quoted from Amos chapter 5, and he says, let justice roll down like the waters, righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. In order to fix this problem of the destruction of civilized order, we've got to get back to the truth that we're all made in the image of God and therefore equally valuable from the womb to the tomb, without partiality and without qualification. That is the only basis for a equal and fair justice system. When the government comes along and starts creating and fabricating rights, like a right to abortion, it's going to compete with the inalienable right to life. It's going to compete with the inalienable right to religion and freedom of speech. If we can't believe and then behave accordingly, according to those beliefs, consistent with what it means to be human, made in God's image, we will be oppressed. The laws will be unjust, and people will die. And we're saying no more. We're trying to hold Letitia James accountable, and she's trying to create a smokescreen saying that we're the bad guys. She's the bad guy. And we're saying it needs to stop, not for ourselves, but for women and for children. Progesterone is good. Progesterone is natural. Just because the FDA hasn't ruled on whether or not a woman's natural progesterone makes for a healthy gestational environment for a preborn boy or girl, doesn't mean anything. Nor do we need the FDA to come along and say, hey, we need to make sure that this clean air doesn't have any negative side effects for these asthmatic children. I mean, you can't go around saying that clean air is good for you. I mean, yes, it's got to be. That's fraudulent. It's ridiculous is what it is. And that's exactly what Letitia James is doing. She's engaging in this ridiculous rhetoric as a smokescreen to protect the multi-billion dollar abortion industry that's getting her elected. She's scoring points because she wants to run for governor or something, some such thing. I don't know. So, yeah, her actions are very illegal. Someone asked, how did Letitia James earn this her new title of Antifa James? So, and how did Trump not come up with it first? Well, you know, look, the oppressive lawfare tactics being deployed against pro-lifers nationwide is consistent, as I said before, with the goals of Antifa and their Jane's Revenge front group. The litigation brought by Antifa James is nothing more than political transference, blaming pro-lifers for the crimes of the profiteering abortion industry. More than that, though, James's lawsuit is political activism. Political activism, plain and simple, shamelessly masquerading as law enforcement to penalize pro-life Christians for violations of her ideology. Letitia James needs to be impeached again and then indicted for conspiracy to deprive the religious liberty and speech rights of pro-life Christians so that we can continue to reach and serve women seriously considering abortion or who have already started the abortion process who desperately want to sustain their pregnancies in an emergency fashion. So, you know, if you want to learn more about what Compass Care is doing to serve women and save babies in the abortion capital of the United States, New York State and New York City, go to CompassCareCommunity.com. That's CompassCareCommunity.com. This has been Proof of Life. Follow us on all your favorite podcast platforms. If you have any questions or concerns, comments, like, share, etc., to your friends and family and neighbors. And thank you for watching. God bless.